Hello, I'm kind of Andrew Heaton, and you're watching Mostly Weekly. Mostly. And today, I'd like to talk to you about minimum wage. Every year, I explain why I think minimum wage is a bad idea. That way, I can use hate mail to heat my house. Now the minimum wage is back in the news thanks to places like Seattle, where the city has increased their minimum wage from $11 an hour to $13. And in New York, where a law was just passed raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Listen, I'm on team helping poor people. Hashtag poverty sucks. But we shouldn't make policies based on what their intention is. We should judge them on what their effect is. The effect of jacking up the federal minimum wage is that employees cost an employer more money. So they're apt to cut back on hours or reduce jobs or replace employees with robots. And increasing the minimum wage does lead to more automation, at least according to evil right-wing think tank MIT. To give you an example, this is what happened when I asked for a raise. I'd like a raise.
We're replacing you with a robot.
All right, here he is, Mandroid Heaton. Greetings, evil human. Hello, Mandroid. Can you tell us a little bit about the effects of the minimum wage on labor markets? It's great. Are you just saying that because you think a higher minimum wage will lead to more robots? No, of course not. I'm saying that people can't live off less than $15 an hour, and it's inhumane to vote otherwise. Hold on. I'm not saying poverty isn't bad. I'm saying that if raising the minimum wage means you don't get a job at all, then the real minimum wage is zero. You're heartless, and I think you humans should jack it up to $30. Hell, why not $60? What? Okay. If we raise the minimum wage, it would help some people, but it would also lay off a lot of other people. According to the Congressional Budget Office, raising the minimum wage to just $10.10 an hour would lift about 1 million people above the poverty threshold. Great. But it would also mean laying off 500,000 workers. In other words, increasing the minimum wage helps people who have low skills, but it screws over people with the lowest amount of skills. Okay, you need to think big picture. Step one, raise the minimum wage. Step two, build Skynet. Is there a step three? You'll find out. Okay. Picture a ladder. Raising the minimum wage is like kicking the bottom rung off that ladder and then bragging about making the bottom rung higher. That's true, but people that are below that new step don't get jobs at all. Plus, minimum wage jobs aren't permanent castes poor people are stuck in. They're mostly entry-level jobs. Two-thirds of minimum wage workers move on to a higher salary within a year. About half of minimum wage workers are 16 to 25 years old. The more we raise the minimum wage, the more of them we lock out of the job market, which is really bad news for a high school dropout or a felon looking to get their foot in the door. And maybe some big companies can afford a higher minimum wage, but mom-and-pop shops can't. For example, Starbucks can afford to pay their employees more. They're a giant company, and they could just charge more to spell your name correctly. Local coffee shops don't have that option. They have razor-thin profit margins. Labor is a significant portion of their overhead. So if you raise the minimum wage, there's a real chance you'll drive independent businesses out of business, which helps out big companies, many of which want a higher minimum wage for exactly this reason. In Seattle, businesses have increased the hourly wage of their workers, but they've also cut the amount of hours they work. So workers on net are making less money. And again, I can't stress this enough. The higher we raise the minimum wage, the more robots we have to worry about. It's a bad idea to have a one-size-fits-all price for the entire country. You can pay $2 for a beer in Scabies County, Virginia. Whereas in New York City, if you want to buy a pale ale, you need to kidnap and ransom a toddler. Stuff costs more in big cities. So a grocery store in Gout City, Montana, just can't afford to pay $15 an hour to all of its cashiers. Listen, we all have human feelings, and we all consume carbon. But, Sarah, the teleprompter's feeling a little robot-y. You've been replaced by a robot?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, remember, spay and neuter your Roomba. I'm Andrew Heaton, and I'm definitely a human being and not a robot.